You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
Today is Tuesday, September 22nd, 2015. It is week 123 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
Let's get into the leftovers. This is all the news that isn't Star Wars or superhero related.
Yes. So we got War of the Planet of the Apes news. Woody Harrelson is going to be the human villain.
He's kind of scary.
He can be scary. Yeah.
He's usually, even in Zombieland, he was a little scary to me.
Yeah. Like, I think he's like, got that range where he can flip and be like the total, he can be like the villain. I don't really see him as the villain much in things that I can.
Natural Born Killers? Was that, he was in that movie?
I don't think I've seen that.
He was crazy.
I haven't seen a ton
of
his movies.
It was him and his girlfriend
either.
And they're like serial killers.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he can definitely play a villain. And the big thing about these movies is the apes anyway. So it's like,
I mean, at this point, how many humans do you think are left?
Where's the movie set? It depends what time the movie set. Because they're,
what was the jump between the first and the second one?
Like 10 years or something.
Because they're 10 years later?
Yeah, but there were. It seemed like there were only apes in San Francisco, apes. There had to be way more humans than apes at that point. So unless they're like, the apes are going crazy, like, I don't know the apes' plan, if they're trying to find regular apes and, like,
have sex with them?
Yeah.
Rape them?
Yeah, I don't know if that's their plan, or are they, I don't think they have any more of that juice to just, like, inject them or whatever.
But they probably have their blood. Maybe they figured out how to, like, extract it from their own blood.
Yeah, maybe. They're getting needles.
Doing heroin, nodding off and stuff. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out what movie he was in that he was.
He's definitely been a villain and stuff. Yeah.
He played himself in Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
He did?
Yeah. I didn't know that. He was in A Scanner Darkly. I don't remember him in that movie. He was in No Country for Old Men. Don't remember him in that movie. He was in 7 Pounds. I never saw that movie. He was in Zombieland. He was in 2012.
He was in 2012?
He was in Friends with Benefits?
He's very forgetful.
He's in The Hunger Games. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Unless he turns out to be a bad guy in the last one. I don't know.
Apparently the trailer for that last one had a huge spoiler in it.
Oh, yeah? I hate damn trailers with that. Like, what's the point?
Like, the whole premise of the trailer, like, the whole premise of the marketing campaign right now is, like, a spoiler for the movie, apparently.
That's what I don't get. The movies are big enough to, people are going to go. Why use that as part of the marketing?
Now You See Me, he was a good guy in that one.
Well, they're actually all bad guys, I think, kind of. I mean, I guess if you're on their side, kind of, but you're like, they're just doing crimes, I think. I don't even know what their whole point was.
Robbing rich. They're like Robin Hood.
I guess they're good then. They're just robbing Michael Caine.
What did Michael Caine do? Michael Caine,
he stole from all those insurance,
all those like Katrina people or whatever.
Yeah, so I guess they're good.
Yeah.
Jack Reacher 2 news. Danica Yarosh joins.
As someone.
I don't know who they are.
Is that Tom Cruise
actress,
movie, right?
Yes.
What's the movie?
Colby Smulders is in it.
Yeah. Okay. What was the one with Matt Damon that was similarly titled?
Jason Bourne?
No. Wasn't there one with like Keira Knightley? Or was it Chris Pine and Keira Knightley?
Oh, the one that used to be Harrison Ford.
Michael, oh crap.
No, it's not that.
What was it called?
It used to be Harrison Ford was
that
character.
Yeah, like the character that he played.
And then he played him, and then like we screwed it up or something.
Jack Ryan.
There you go.
Okay. Shadow Recruit.
Jack Recruit, yeah.
Okay.
And Bourne 5 had someone else, Ato Asando, which is weird because they just started production, so they had someone really late to the movie.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if they just saw that person like walking on the street and they're like, hey, you, come in the movie.
Get in the movie. And the fact that it made news is weird, too. Yeah. I assume if you add that late, it's like, why? We don't care. They're just making the movie.
Yeah.
Charlie's Angels, they're getting a reboot.
So it's a reboot of the series, which is a remake of a Of a TV show?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, they're calling it a reboot. I'm not sure if that means a sequel reboot.
I really hope one of the four women in that movie... Well, I count Demi Moore. That's mm-hmm. why. Because she was supposedly one of the Charlie's Angels.
One of them will cameo, at least.
They have to.
I feel like, why not? What's
Drew Barrymore up to nowadays?
Yeah.
That's actually a good question. What is Drew Barrymore up to nowadays?
That is a good question. She did that one movie with Adam Sandler like a year or two ago.
Blended.
Yeah, where they went to Africa.
And then I think she... I regretted that instantly.
I mean, that's what she did. That's what she's been doing.
I want to find out.
But where's, like... Oh, Lucy Liu's still on that TV show, right? Elementary.
Yeah.
Cameron Diaz is still in stuff. Every now and then.
Let me see if she's in anything that's coming out soon.
Demi Moore's
Miss
not...
You already.
Demi Moore's not really in anything, is she?
I think she's busy living her life, being a mother.
Yeah. But I'm...
Spending time with the kids that she had with the Bruce.
I think she's a good actress.
Yeah. Yeah, Demi Moore is not doing... I mean, Drew Barrymore is not doing anything. She was in one movie this year.
Okay.
One movie last year. Her only credit for 2013... Oh, she was 12 in 12 episodes of Family Guy in 2013.
Oh.
That's impressive. Okay. Jillian Russell / Mrs. Lockhart. Don't watch that show, so I can't tell you.
I don't know who those are.
I think since... No, that's weird. She like only does like one movie a year until 2009. 2009, she was in like... four movies that year, and then ever since then, just one movie a year.
Yeah. Just like, I'm taking it easy, chilling, maybe do some voice work.
Actually, she only does like one movie a year.
Yeah.
So I guess she's just sticking to her guns and doing whatever she wants. I'm sure she got paid crazy for Blended.
She was in a lot of movies early on, too. Yeah. I feel like.
No, but it's only like annually. Even like before, like in the 90s.
Oh.
It was only in like one
really?
Movie a year. One or two, and then.
Really? Well, she was in E.T., so...
Oh, 1989, she was in three movies. Or 1998, I mean. Wedding Singer, Ever After, and Home Fries. Two of those movies are, like, huge movies that year. 97, she was in one movie. 96, she was in three movies. 95, she was in three movies. I don't know.
So she was in a lot in the 90s. Yeah. More than one.
Yeah. Anyways.
And then the other bit of that Charlie's Angels news, Elizabeth Banks is going to produce and direct.
Do you think Anna Kendrick is going to be one of the angels?
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about the team yet. I don't know.
Because, I mean, they have a history. I think it's gonna, probably going to be Anna Kendrick, Rebel Wilson. It's just going to be a spinoff of Pitch Perfect, yeah.
It's like, this time we don't sing, whatever, we just kick ass.
Yeah, whatever the other one is.
Who's going to be
no, but
Charlie? That's the question.
They did sing it.
Or Charlie never shows us face.
No,
right?
Yeah, it was George Clooney.
Okay. What about what's the other dude?
What was the name? Bentley or something like that? No.
Bosley?
Bosley.
Is that it? Yeah. Because I think they changed actors in like, because they had two of these in the movie.
No.
Oh, they had the same guy?
Bernie Mac. Okay. Both of them.
Okay.
Maybe they changed George Clooney's character. But I know at the end you found out it was George Clooney.
Mm.
Which I think was the same thing in Spy Kids, right?
Was it? I don't know. Was there like a leader of the Spy Kids?
Yeah. I think that was George Clooney as well.
Maybe.
Because I think, I remember him like taking off the black bar, like,
mm-hmm.
and like cleaning it and then putting it back on.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to remember. Okay, Charlie's Angels. Let's see if I can figure out who Charlie is. Because I think in this one, oh, yeah, you're right. Bosley was Bill Murray in the first movie.
They're two different.
Alex Trebek was himself in that movie. Huh. Yeah, it's hard to... I don't know. I can't find Charlie. He's not really credited. Maybe in the second one he appeared. Or maybe I'm just confusing this movie with...
Maybe it was Spy Kids.
No, Spy Kids.
It was just Spy Kids.
Yeah, I think it might be just confusing it with Spy Kids. Because I think in the first one, maybe it was just that speaker, like it was in the...
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
But then in the second one, I think he's like, I got a TV!
They may have...
In his Bernie Mac voice, you know how they do it?
Yeah.
Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle. Bernie Mac played Jimmy Bosley. directed by Mick G.
Were they different Bosleys? Or
were... Yeah, there were two different Bosleys.
Oh, I assume he was playing the same character. They're just like, don't bring it up.
I forgot Shia LaBeouf was in that movie.
He was?
Yeah.
What?
He was the kid that was like, that everyone was going after.
It's just like, I always forget Shia LaBeouf was an iRobot. It's one of those movies I'm like.
He was?
Yeah, he was the kid. He was like Will Smith's friend.
Oh, yeah, like early on in the movie.
Yeah. Will Smith, and then he comes back and he just starts fighting robots, and you're like, oh. But it seems odd that he'd be such a weird cameo. See, I think those are technically cameos, too, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know how to look up who Charlie was in
the
movie.
I like to think there's no Charlie. That's what I'm going with. I think that's the whole thing of Charlie's Angels. You never see Charlie.
John Forsythe was the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Who I think he was the original voice of Charlie's. Of Charlie.
Yeah, I don't think they show him purposefully.
Anyways. Mary-Kate Olsen was a future angel. She was uncredited, though, as a future angel.
Oh. Hmm.
Bruce Willis was William Rose Bailey. Anyways. Yeah.
All right. With the news of Godzilla and King Kong teaming up eventually, that has kind of put Pacific Rim 2 on the back burner. And it has been put on hold indefinitely.
I'd like to see all three of those universes combine.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking.
Which is possible, right? Warner Brothers?
Yeah, they all... Yeah. It's all Legendary Pictures.
Freaking Legendary. Buying up Nerdist and...
Yeah.
Putting this movie on...
So it could happen. I just don't think... I don't think Pacific Rim was ever big enough where people are like... But that... They can do it. It'd be cool.
Yeah.
I hope. Maybe Pacific Rim 2 will be good if it comes out. And Guillermo del Toro still has hope. So he's still making it. In his mind, he's like, I'm still making it right now. Like,
he said the same thing about Justice League Dark, though.
Good point. Good point.
And that was on hold for like...
Yeah, that's the same thing with like Ridley Scott, Prometheus. He's like, I'm still making that.
Well, I think he actually is making it now,
I know,
right?
That's like now. The official words that it is officially going to production. But it's still something he's been saying forever.
Since like the first one.
Yeah.
That was weird when he did that. Yeah.
And then the next Maze Runner movie, The Maze Runner, The Death Cure, the same director, Wes Ball, is coming back for the final movie. It's one of those rare ones. I don't think they're splitting into two.
Is this why they're running in the maze, is to cure death?
I don't know. It's kind of a spoilery title if that is what they're doing. I don't know the whole... I think that's what they say in the first one.
What, they can cure death if they...
I think everyone's dying. Like, I think the plant's dying. Or they're all dying. Humans are all dying. I don't know.
I heard the second one's better than the first one.
Oh, yeah?
But I don't trust the person who told me that, so...
Oh. I kind of like the first one, so...
I'm going to
trust
it, movies.
Even though I have no idea who it is.
Yeah, I don't plan on watching any of these movies. I'm still behind on movies I want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to add this to a list of movies of that. I still need to watch that stupid Hunger Games, the last one.
Oh, yeah.
I need to watch it before the last one comes out.
Yeah, I guess.
Because I want to go see that last one in theaters. Yeah. Every other one I want to see in theaters.
I
saw the second one in theaters, and I want to see the fourth one in theaters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Second one. Yeah. I didn't see the first. Yeah. Same with me. Same here. Oh, wait. No, I saw the first one. What am I saying? I didn't see the last one. The
third one?
Part one. Yeah. But I saw the first two.
I saw the first one in an elephant bar.
Oh, yeah. On my phone. On the way to an elephant bar, in the elephant bar, and
then on the way to the theater. I think I finished it in the elephant bar.
Okay.
And then we went to the theater.
Yeah. And then elephant bar closed down. Coincidence?
I don't know.
Weird news. Mary Poppins, they're making a sequel.
Is it a sequel or a remake?
I think it's the same. I don't know. I assume it'll be set in modern time. I don't know.
But like a remake?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's really hard to describe. Like sequels, remakes, reboots. I mean, who knows if there'll be cameos? Who knows if it existed
like
in a different world? I don't know.
Isn't most of that cast dead?
No. Julie Andrews.
Is Dick Van Dyke dead?
Dick Van Dyke's not dead. So they're both still alive.
Holy crap, he's still alive, yeah.
Yeah.
Years old.
I think those animated penguins, I think they're still alive.
Yes, alive. They have to be. Those kids, do you think any of those kids are dead?
No, they gotta be alive. I think that most dad? Of that cast is alive, surprisingly.
That dad?
I'm going to go and say the dad's dead, but this is just a guess. Out of thin air.
No. He was pretty old in the movie.
Yeah. And the rumor is they want...
Jason Schwartzman's going to make an appearance? Because he played the brothers.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to think.
Tom Hanks?
I'm going to no one in that movie is going to be in this
no
movie.
No one in Saving Mr. Banks is going to make an appearance in this
that
movie.
Is my guess.
Damn, I really liked that one guy who was like mentally handicapped.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Oh, shoot.
God damn it, the guy from Big Fat Liar. Paul Giamatti.
Yes, Paul Giamatti. There you go.
I loved him in that movie.
Yeah.
He was my favorite character.
He was good.
I was like, what's wrong with it? They never discuss it. No. Like, it was like Drive all over again. Oddly enough, he's a driver.
It's always the driver.
Yeah.
But the rumor is they want Emily Blunt.
Of course. Disney only wants Emily Blunt. Everyone in the world wants Emily Blunt, except for some Republican candidate who said, like, Emily Blunt should move back to England. What? So Americans can act. So,
who even asked her about that?
I have no idea. Apparently Stephen Colbert told her that. Uh-oh. Like, some candidate said that. I was like, because she just became an American citizen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
So there you go.
She's married to John Krasinski. I thought you just become one.
No, I think you get a choice.
Oh,
though.
You just get it. Oh, okay.
You can if you want, but then I don't think you should be forced into anything.
Well,
you don't
of course
do.
Not. But
most people want to become an American, though.
I would think.
What's wrong with her that she didn't want to become an American for so long after she got married?
You still have to file all the paperwork and stuff, though. I think. Star Trek Beyond news. It has been pushed back a whole 2 weeks to July 22nd.
Didn't a lot of movies get pushed back this last week? I think I remember reading
probably.
A lot of movies. Yeah.
I don't think I put any down. Mm-hmm. Any of note in my mind.
I think maybe it's just the fact that Pacific Rim 2 got like put on hold.
Yeah. I think there's a down week. Yeah, they're all trying to jockey for position of no one wants to like run into each other's business if
now that the
if
summer
avoidable.
Is officially over.
Yeah.
They can like reevaluate.
Exactly. Let's see, like, what were good weekends this summer, project for next summer, stuff like that.
Why did we not make as much money as we thought?
Yeah, where's all our money? Why is it all going
why
to...
Why did Universal get all the money?
Yeah, why is it all going to
Marvel
Fast and Furious? And straight out of Compton? And why
Jurassic
are those people getting money? Yeah.
Who would have thought a movie with all black people would do so well?
Paul Giamatti's in it.
Yeah.
The key is Paul Giamatti, I think. Just put him in movies.
I saw him in a movie that he was a black person in a movie. And John dies at the end. I think it was that movie. It turns out he's not Paul Giamatti the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a black person.
Well, he's a blue person in Big Fat Liar.
He's a blue person in Big Fat Liar. That was a good movie.
He's got a lot of range, clearly.
Did you hear Bryan Cranston said he'd be up for doing more Malcolm in the Middle?
I did. And Frankie Muniz said so too.
Yeah, because he's done doing like all the stuff he wanted to do.
Yeah,
and
he realized
like
no one wants him for any jobs. I think. Is he trying to get jobs, or
I don't
is he just
so.
Doesn't
no,
want?
Because he was
jobs?
Like,
I think he's a race car driver, right?
No, he used to be.
Okay.
Then he went professional golf.
Yeah,
and now
he's like, I'm bored. I want to go.
Now he's like, I'm bored. I want to go back to acting. He's like, when's Big Fat Liar 2 going to come out?
Yeah, Amanda Bynes is too unstable.
She's going to be the blue person in the next movie. She turned into Paul Giamatti's character.
I think Paul Giamatti's too successful, too.
Yeah.
He's in a lot of stuff.
He's like, did you see me? I didn't even go full retard in that movie.
That's how you do it. You don't go full retard. Just a hint of it. Some news. They're making another Christmas Carol retelling. This one is with Ice Cube. It's going to be called Humbug. So it's the Ice Cube Christmas Carol because we need another Christmas Carol. And we want an Ice Cube one, for sure.
This one, so confused. This is such a bad idea.
I don't know why they,
I don't know what they're doing.
I mean, I guess it's been like a couple years since they last made another one. But
Jim Carrey was in one. He was in the animated one where he was like every character.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the most recent one.
Or was he
from Disney, right?
Was he every character or was he not?
I do not know.
Because I remember, maybe I'm confusing it with Polar Express, where Tom Hanks was every character.
Tom Hanks was definitely every character. in Polar Express.
He was a lot of characters. I know that. I think Jim Carrey
was a lot of them, yeah. He's not, I don't think he was
the kid. He's like not the kid. Or like the little black kid.
He was all the old, he was all the people. I think all they the all looked kind of like Tom Hanks.
Yeah, right? They all looked like Tom Hanks too. Yeah. It was weird. It was very uncomfortable. So yeah, this is a terrible idea. I would be very surprised if this movie ends up good.
Yeah.
Who would you like to see as the three ghosts?
Let's see.
I would like to see only rappers turned actors.
Let's go. Could we get 50 Cent can be a ghost.
50 Cent would be like the ghost of Christmas present. Ice-T would be the ghost of Christmas past. And who's a rapper who turned into an actor just now? Lil Bow Wow, is he the one who's...
Is Lil Bow Wow still in stuff?
I think he's acting. He's new.
I don't know. I never see him anymore.
I know. Doesn't he have a talk show or something? For the ghost of Christmas
that
future.
That I do not know. All right. Settled.
So there you go. Ice-T, 50 Cent, Lil Bow Wow. Or Lil Romeo. I don't know.
Lil Romeo. Just one of the Lils.
Just one of the Lils. I saw Lil' Kim on TV.
She's still around?
Yeah, she came out to sing a song with P. Diddy, All About the Benjamins, at the iHeartRadio. I saw it on Facebook,
okay.
And I was like, holy crap, she looks so bad. Like, yeah. So much plastic surgery. It's gross.
That's why we don't see her anymore.
Yeah, she's no hiding her face. To. She's doing everyone a favor. That's her form of doing public service.
Bryan Singer's next project after X-Men is 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
So I'm Doc really
Brown's
excited.
Favorite book.
And I'm excited because this gives me a chance
to be
in the movie.
To be in the movie, yeah.
Because this is with Captain Nemo, right?
I believe so.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Call me Bryan Singer. So.
Set it up. Hook it up.
Actually, no. I know what it takes to probably be in one of your movies. Yeah. I do not want to be part of that.
Yeah.
Wake up in a party naked full of all these guys over me. You're like, be horrified.
Oh, that's a Bryan Singer movie. You should have known.
Yeah. I'd be like, I was promised to be Captain Nemo. Like, this crazy homeless guy. It's nuts.
And then Ghostbuster movie news. We heard of Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Ernie Hudson's like, what about me? I'm the one who really needs to be in the movie.
Yeah.
So Ernie Hudson's going to appear also. It's like, I'm surprised this one wasn't the first one you heard about.
Yeah.
I guess they might have been waiting to ask him, because I assume he would have said yes the second they
asked
him.
He would have said yes no matter what, so I think they were going to wait until the other two.
Exactly.
I was like,
they're like, if we just get Ernie Hudson, that's
weird. People are going to be like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
But if we get Bill Murray or Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson, it'll be like, okay, this kind of makes sense. And then they're like, where's Bill Murray? So we have to make sure we get Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Do you think they're all going to be in one scene together?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
The way it sounds... Well, the way that at least the news came out, they were all seemed to be there at different times. So it's possible, but...
What if they just locked up Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd in that room and waited until Ernie Hudson was there?
Yeah, they're going to wait on Ernie Hudson.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Do you think Bill Murray like sends a Christmas card to Ernie Hudson?
No.
So sad to
me. I don't
me.
Think so. I don't think they're friends.
It seems so sad. Like, that's such a big
I don't
movie.
Think he's even friends with Dan Aykroyd.
Who, Bill Murray?
Yeah.
No, I think they hate each other.
Yeah. So, I don't think they hate Ernie Hudson. I think they just don't talk to each other.
That's so sad to me. Like, even, like, if Ernie Hudson's like, dude, like, please, like, you're so rich, like, let me just, like, clean your toilets or something. Do you think Bill Murray would entertain the idea, or he would just be like, lose my number!
Yeah, he wouldn't answer his number. He'd just call my voicemail agent box.
It's so sad to me. I don't think Bill Murray's that mean of a guy.
No, I don't think he's mean. That's not mean, I don't think. I think it's just they're just not friends.
What about, do you think Ernie
Hudson... I think they were friends back then.
Do you think
Ernie
Hudson
could
call, what's his name, Rick Moranis?
Probably.
Rick Moranis? Do you think Rick Moranis could call Bill Murray?
Sure. Why not?
Do you think they talk?
No. I don't think Rick Moranis talks to anybody.
No, because he doesn't want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
But Ernie Hudson seems like he wants to be a part
he
of it.
He wants to. He's trying too hard. That's, the problem. That's why I think Rick Moranis could do whatever he wants, because he doesn't try. So I feel like anybody would be like, whoa. Like, it's rare to talk to Rick Moranis.
Do you think Rick Moranis ever calls Ernie Hudson and is like, dude, stop trying. Like, it's okay to
even,
step away
I don't think
it.
Even Rick Moranis wants to talk to Ernie Hudson.
No, he's like, you must be cursed or something, dude. I don't know what happened to you. You're in like two of like the most popular movies from the 80s, and you're like a nobody. Like, it's amazing that you might have been written out of the sequel if it wasn't for the fact that you were black. Like,
yeah, they would have been like, oh, But it was weird. He still showed up halfway through. They didn't put him in the beginning or anything.
It was very strange.
They're like, let's make it like the first one.
Let's just try to show him less.
Yeah.
Even though I'm sure he's not making anything close to what Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd made.
No.
That is so sad. Anyways. TV news. Game of Thrones. Apparently, Kit Harington was speaking to a Dutch magazine. This is that European news I alluded to yesterday. Yes. And he said that Game of Thrones, it's like it sucks that he had to say no to parts because of Game of Thrones, but Game of Thrones is such a big part of his life. And he says, I see Game of Thrones still being part of my life until my 30s, and he's currently 29.
So, obviously.
I think he has like at least 2 years longer.
Yeah. But then again, the season is only, it's like three. That's what I'm saying, the season... The series is going to end.
In like 3 seasons.
Yeah.
So I think you could probably do 3 seasons.
So I assume.
In a movie.
So it's the most like expected thing, but we don't know in what capacity.
It sucks because whenever I see Game of Thrones news, I tell like my coworkers who are into Game of Thrones, and then they're like, oh, is it coming back soon? And I'm like, no.
No, we still got like almost a year.
Not
like
until April.
Yeah. However long it is.
April or May.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's that news. It's kind of sad, but. Yeah.
And the movie that just won't go away, Taken. They are making a prequel series at NBC. We're going to find out how he got those skills. I don't think Liam Neeson's going to be in it because
I don't think
he is,
anyone's going to be Taken.
I don't think anyone will be Taken. I think it'll just be called Taken, but it's like, how do you get those skills?
Isn't he like a CIA guy or CIA or
FBI? Something like that. We're going to find out how he got those skills. I don't know.
Okay.
He got a particular set of them.
And
I assume we'll see him being a shitty father, too. We'll be like, oh, he's not. He came for the birthday.
Neglecting his daughter.
I came for your birthdays. Yeah. One out of 365 days. I assume that's what he did. He showed up for your birthday and then left every single
day. Oh, God.
That's what I feel like happened.
I mean, it worked out later because he made her into a musician. He got
true. We got a lot of friends. So.
Yeah.
Actually, that didn't work out because I think in the first one.
She wanted
they ignored
a
it in the second one.
Yeah.
We were like, we don't know what happened. I haven't seen the third one.
So maybe she becomes the third one exists.
Me too.
Sometimes.
Forrest Whitaker was in that.
And he said he wanted to be in a fourth one.
Yeah.
But then Liam Neeson's like, no.
He's like, I gave you guys three of them. I mean, I should have barely given
you
one.
He's like, this movie, do you remember when this movie was supposed to come out straight to DVD? Because
like, that was the beauty of it. I wanted it to be that small. Yeah.
I read this story about... You probably saw it on Reddit. Dolph Lundgren's was like home got broken into like a few years ago, and then they tied up his wife, and then they let her go when they saw a family picture of them and realized whose house they were in. That's awesome.
That's crazy.
I was like, in 2009, Dolph Lundgren wasn't that scary. I don't think Expendables came out yet.
Just him and Rocky alone.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Because didn't he put him in the hospital?
He kills Apollo Creed.
No, but in real life, I think he puts Sylvester Stallone in the hospital. Yeah, because Sylvester Stallone's like, punch me as hard as you can.
Okay.
And I think Sylvester Stallone was in the hospital for like 3 days or something.
I mean, I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
But in the Rocky universe, I think he's the only dude to kill somebody in a fight, I think. I don't even think Clubber Lang or Mr. T killed anyone. Ice-T.
I would watch
Mr. T.
I'd love to see Ice-T in that movie.
Ice-T playing the part of Clubber Lang.
That'd be crazy. Cop killer. Anyways, New Girl. Megan Fox is replacing Zooey Deschanel this season because Zooey Deschanel is going on maternity leave. I don't understand. There's nothing quirky about Megan Fox except for her weird thumb. And
they can't write that into the show? Or she wants to go on pregnancy leave?
What?
Or maternity.
She's on maternity leave.
She wants to be on it.
Yeah, I think so. Because she just gave birth like last month.
Okay.
And, they should have just replaced her every season. In my opinion,
just
she's
have
the worst
a new
part
girl
of the show.
Every time.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, you could do it.
Even though that's more of like
happens
a patriarchal
with...
thing.
Yeah.
Because then it's focused on like the dudes adapting to this new girl every season.
But the show's called New Girl.
Yeah, they should
have
called
it something
else.
How new is she if it's not?
She's been around for like 5 seasons or 4 seasons.
Yeah.
Not very new, if you ask me.
Nope.
And on Netflix today, Person of Interest Season 4, Philomena. with Steve Coogan. I heard that movie's really sad. And Smosh, the movie, 2015. I guess that movie's probably not as sad as Philomena.
I would hope not.
Yeah, because Philomena has to do with that person whose son is, like, taken away, and she's trying to find where her son is. And mm-hmm. It's based on a true story. Smosh. I think it's about British people coming to Hollywood or something for, like, a party or something. I don't know. This isn't This Week in Movies in the Now. I don't have to know this stuff. Come back tomorrow for some WeViewed Reviewed. And our discussion. Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.